Hello, you're listening to Word of Life podcast. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Are you excited about this day? I certainly am. I'm excited because I know that the Lord has prepared this day for me. The Lord has loaded me with benefits today, and I'm conscious of those benefits. His mercies are renewed unto us today. So be conscious of His mercies today. His grace is ever increasing in our lives. So be conscious that you've received more grace to function in today. You know, the life of a child of God is progressive. So you don't function in the old graces and in the old mercies. No, it's renewed unto you as you prosper in the word. His mercies, His grace, His peace is multiplied unto you. So take advantage of God's mercies today. Yes, take advantage of His grace today. Take advantage that He's made all the things that He's made available for you today, and enjoy them. Glory to God. Make sure that you have a joyful day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today's article is Submit to His Righteousness. Glory to God. The book of James, chapter 2, verse 23, is the theme verse for today's article. And that scripture says, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Hallelujah. Do you believe God today, like Abraham did? Do you believe the words that God has spoken concerning you? Hallelujah. It's so important to understand that there are several broad applications and definitions of righteousness, says Pastor Chris. But righteousness, first and foremost, is the nature of God, His nature and rightness. I'll take that again. But righteousness, first and foremost, is the nature of God, His nature of rightness. Hallelujah. The nature of God can be described from different perspectives. Like we say, God is love. So, love is His nature. Hallelujah. But when we talk about righteousness, that's a different nature we're describing. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome says, righteousness of God's nature. Righteousness as God's nature is His ability to be right and do right only and always. Did you hear that? When you say God's righteousness, you're talking about His ability to be right and to do right only and always. Glory to God. It's His perfection, accuracy, and distinction in glory. Oh, hallelujah. Righteousness distinguishes God in glory from everyone else. Now, this righteousness is absolutely unattainable by man or any creature. Therefore, in God's benevolence, He attributes, bestows, or imputes to us a kind of righteousness which is called right standing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is so sweet. It's so beautiful to hear. Hallelujah. Talking about God's perfections and accuracy and distinction in glory, and how no other God, not even man, can function in this righteousness without the Lord attributing it to them. And that's what He did with us. Glory to God. He attributed it to us. He bestowed it to us. He imputed it to us. And it's called right standing. This means that we are right. We are standing right before God. without condemnation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may have heard what in some countries is called a certificate of conformity. It'll help you understand what righteousness or right standing is. Do you know what a certificate of conformity is? You ought to find out. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, it stipulates that a particular product meets the required standards or specification of the government or authorized agency. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor has broken it down for us. It says that a certificate of conformity stipulates that a particular product meets the required standards or specification of the government or authorized agency. In other words, it's approved. Hallelujah. It's approved. Glory to God. There's also the certificate of good standing. Wow. Which certifies that a company is properly registered with the state and is up to date on all state levies and required documentations, and therefore legally permitted to engage in business activities in the state. Pastor Chris is full of wisdom. I love how he's breaking down the subject of righteousness, what it really means to us. That's so amazing. Hallelujah. Here again, he's telling us that the righteousness, the right standing we have with God, is a proof, hallelujah, that we are qualified. We are qualified to function in that state. We are qualified. We are acquitted. Hallelujah. We have been declared not guilty. We are completely right. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris then says, now, right standing, like the certificate of good conduct or good standing, is the ability to stand before God and be accepted. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is so powerful. Now you understand, when you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, what you're in effect saying is that before God, you have been acquitted. You have a right standing before God. You cannot be condemned, not anymore, because Jesus' righteousness is all he sees when he sees you. You are made right with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we can fellowship with him unafraid and unashamed. You can come to him boldly now. You don't have to worry about what you did yesterday, the wrong you're currently doing. You come to him boldly. Hallelujah. The Bible says to the throne of mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, this is so beautiful. God's throne is a throne of mercy. And you can see why. Because he's already justified us. He's not looking at our weaknesses anymore. He's not mad at us. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has given us his righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, the most beautiful part is that he didn't wait for you to have complied or filed the necessary documentations and meet all the required standards first. Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. Rather, he declared you righteous because of what Jesus did in your behalf. Oh, we will never end with praises unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He has done so much for us. Because of him, we stand today before the Lord without condemnation, fully fledged and able to stand before him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did, we can come to him anytime, anytime. Glory to God. And we didn't do anything to qualify. That's what Pastor Chris is showing us. We didn't have to file or document or prove or gather evidence. No. Oh, this is so awesome. He qualified us anyhow. Jesus qualified us. Glory to God before the Father. Think about it. Jesus provided the evidence with his blood. Mashata kabalegeya. Hey, brakoso paragashataya. Jesus provided the proof that God needed. Masata kabalijata kabaya. On behalf of me and you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is big enough to change your mindset today. If you can grab this truth, it can change your mindset forever. It can give you a new lease of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't have to worry about the things you're doing right or wrong. Hallelujah. Yes, you'll grow in grace and you'll do much more for the Lord. You'll be more effective for Him as you grow in His Word, as He teaches you by His Spirit. But don't worry about the mistakes. Don't worry about the shortcomings. Don't worry about your weaknesses. Look unto Jesus. Yes, He is the perfecter of your faith. He is the one that qualified you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so amazing. So profound. Glory to God. And in that last paragraph, Pastor Chris says, recall we read in our theme verse that Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Wow. God gave Abraham the certificate of right standing for believing. Hallelujah. All was required of him was to believe. You know, the Lord said to him, see, I've made you a father of many nations. Even though he didn't have a son, he believed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Father, Lord, if you said it, I believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Chris Yakilomi says, likewise, righteousness was imparted to you as a result of your faith in Jesus Christ. We believed also. Hallelujah. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, you believed that He died for you and that He was risen for you. Hallelujah. You believed that report. Glory to God. And then Pastor Chris says, it's the gift of God, a gift of grace imparted to all men, which becomes effectual the moment one submits to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All we needed to do was to believe. And when we believed, automatically, this right standing, this nature was imparted to us. And it was a gift. We didn't have to prove that we qualified. He qualified us. God qualified us anyhow. God is awesome and He's full of love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so blessed right now. I'm sure you are too. Praise the Lord. Now join me as we take the confession together. By grace, I've received God's nature of righteousness, and I've been translated into the kingdom of His love Son, where I reign and rule with Him. I have dominion over the devil and circumstances, and I live in the righteousness of God and live as the righteousness of God. Nothing and no one can condemn me anymore, because God has justified and acquitted me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is an important article to meditate further on. So I'll encourage you to read the book of Romans chapter 3 from verse 26 to 28. And also Romans chapter 4 from verse 5 to 8. Praise the Lord. I've been so blessed by today's article. And I'm sure you are too. And if you've listened to today's article, but you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, that means that you have not yet been made right before Him. That means that you can't stand. You can't stand before Him unacquitted and without blame. And this is so important. This is your opportunity to receive His life, to receive His nature, the right standing, which we discussed today, and live a joyful life in Him. Hallelujah. I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation, which follows immediately after this podcast. And your life will never be the same, because eternal life will be imparted to you. You'll receive God's nature, His rightness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you all for listening today. And remember, enjoy your day. It's your month of joy. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.